So, for this promise to be useful, you must have a proper view of God. And that's why I keep repeating, anybody who is not reading the Bible on a regular basis will not benefit from God's promises. He will know them, he can quote them, he knows the chapter and the verse, he can memorize it, but because he hasn't gotten the right view of God, there will be trouble. So the most important thing is, as you study the scriptures, listen. Because the scriptures tell us about him. Who is he? Do not allow the worldview of your clan, of your culture, and its view of who God is be the view you have. Let the Bible give you a fresh look at who Jehovah, the God of all creation, like the Kenyan national anthem says, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let him be clear to you. Do not downsize your God to be the God of Kirinyaga, the God of your clan. Some people are going back in Africa to thinking that Jehovah is the same as their tribal God and spending a lot of effort to show we did not require the missionaries because our tribal God was just as adequate. It was he. Even in Palestine, they needed a fresh visitation for them to know who God is. There's no tribe that fully understands who God is. That's why Jesus had to come in person to show us who the Father is. Because on your own, we were struggling to know him, but we couldn't. No tribe on earth had the right view of God. That's why the right view must be found in the scriptures.